So we know that coronavirus is principally a respiratory illness. We test for it when people show up with a fever and with a cough and with lung sounds that would suggest that they have pneumonia. But more and more people are wondering, is it possible that I might not have pneumonia, but I still have coronavirus? In particular, what if I have GI symptoms like diarrhea? And this is important because if it's true that people with coronavirus can present with GI symptoms, but not necessarily pulmonary symptoms, then we may be missing them because we're not testing for people who have GI symptoms. In addition, is it possible that coronavirus can be spread through the GI system, through fecal-oral spread? If that's the case, then that really changes how we should be thinking about the risk of spreading this disease from person to person. So we do know now that it looks like many patients who initially presented, particularly in Wuhan, I've heard from doctors in Wuhan, that almost 50% of the patients there who presented initially with coronavirus actually had GI symptoms. They had, in many cases, diarrhea, or they had low appetite, or in some cases, although less commonly, abdominal pain, but diarrhea for sure. And we now have another study that's just about to come out that shows that when you test for coronavirus in stool samples, that over 50%, almost 54% of patients with documented coronavirus end up having the virus in their stool, in their feces. And in about a quarter of those patients, the fecal test was positive, and the respiratory cultures where we think it's all living, those were negative in those studies. And in one study, endoscopists or doctors used an endoscopy to look down into the throat, into the stomach with a camera, and they found significant damage and evidence that the virus had been in there. So in the next video, I just want to talk more about what that might mean and what that might mean from a public health standpoint and from a clinical standpoint. So in the last video, I talked about how the GI system, the intestinal tract, may be a place where the virus, coronavirus, is living. And now I want to talk more about what that might mean and why that might be important clinically. We're now also learning that the virus may take up lodging in the salivary glands, in the mouth. And that's important because if it's coming out into the saliva, then you can swallow your saliva. And naturally, that can go into the stomach. If you have a lot of acid in your stomach, then that might, kill the virus, although we don't yet know for sure how it interacts with acid. But the fact that we're seeing so much in the stool samples means it might be able to get past that acid layer. That also means that people who are taking strong anti-acid medicines, like proton pump inhibitors, I don't know this for a fact, but we do know that PPIs or proton pump inhibitors are associated with a slight increase epidemiologically in infectious gastroenteritis. So it is possible that people who are on a PPI potentially could be at slightly higher risk for allowing coronavirus to spread into the GI tract. Again, that's not evidence-based. This is just me trying to figure this out. Because we now know that when it gets into the GI system, it is able to enter the cells in the GI tract using a particular receptor. It's called ACE2. And when it gets a hold of that, it gets into the GI cells and it can replicate in the GI system. Now, in other people, if it's in the saliva, you might aspirate it at night or get the saliva down into your lungs. And in older people, particularly people who have been smoking or have diminished sort of protective capacity from coughing at night, may get a dose of it down into the lungs, and then they're the ones who end up getting the more severe disease. So what this all means is that we probably need to be testing the stool more commonly, thinking about testing more in people who have severe diarrhea and fever, and maybe thinking more about whether these PPI medications could potentially be a risk factor. So that's all I've got for now. We got to keep thinking about